This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win. Only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
I'd have never been a fan of the slogan, Make America Great Again. Let's just be clear. Never been a fan of it. But let's just sit with that slogan for a second. And talking about, and just take off the again part. Let's just say, Make America Great. I think that any American, anybody that wants to live in this country and see it excel wants it to be great. On the surface, that's the mentality, right? You want to be the best. The same way that when we watch the Olympics, we want USA, USA, USA. You want to win gold, right? We take it serious. We know it's competitive in the world, right? And we hear all this stuff. Heck, on one of the television screens right now, there's a CEO that's saying that China's going to win the AI battle. Okay? So we know how competitive it is in the world. We want to be the best. We should want to be the best. But with that being said, if we want to be the best, you know what we need to do? We need to make sure that we pay people what they're worth, or pay people a little bit more, and at the same time, not lower our standards. I bring this up because the Speaker of the House in Tennessee, Cameron Sexton, he has thrown out there or brought up the thought, the idea, and has floated out dropping bachelor's degree requirements for teachers in their state. And there's people that it's drawn some criticism, and I think it should. And I say that because I'm not trying to belittle people that don't have bachelor's degrees, okay, or people that never went to college at all. College isn't for everybody. But you got to have standards, man. And I don't think that lowering the standards for teachers, it's a very important profession, developing the young, impressionable minds that hopefully will lead this country. I don't think that lowering that standard is helpful for anyone. I don't think it's helpful to get people in the with regards to that job market in classrooms. I don't think it helps the educational system. It damn sure doesn't help the students. I don't think that makes a lot of sense. 651-461-9226. I don't. I'm not in favor of that. And you'll say, well, maybe you're a little bit biased, like, because, you know, you've got your degree and you worked in a school. Okay. Yeah. and your mom was a teacher, and then she was an administrator, and she's a principal and a superintendent, and she got all her degrees, her master's, her doctorate.
Yeah.
I don't think that lowering that standard helps anyone. If we're talking about making things great, why in the heck are we even floating out the idea of lowering the standards for what teachers should be having to require them have to be in a classroom? Well, this is him actually saying as much.
Every teacher in our state to teach in the classroom has to have a bachelor's degree, 4-year college degree. Why could we not have an associate's degree? Say, we are going to teach them how to teach in the classroom to these students reading and math and how to handle this in a 2-year program so we can churn out teachers faster. Why is it just a bachelor's degree? The second thing is, can we make it a junior college degree? Knowing that the teachers will all go back and get their bachelor's degree, their master's degree, and everything. And if you want to be in administration, then yes, you have to have your master's degree or whatever it is. Could we not set up a junior college 2-year program to get more teachers in those classrooms to really help us in those grades that really matter? Is it doable? Is it not doable? Good, bad, indifferent? Who knows? But it's a conversation we need to have.
Am I being too pessimistic about this, J-Lo? Tell me. You're here in studio with me. Am I wrong?
It's real hard to listen to all of the opinions about diversity and equity and inclusion and how it's not giving you merit. You have to base things on a meritocracy. This has to be a meritocracy. It's real hard to hear that argument and then back it up by hearing what you just heard. This is the word for that. Illogical.
It makes no sense.
It's illogical. So you're going to take people, give them less education to teach the next generation of people to try to get more education? Huh?
What are we doing here? What are we doing here?
This is why when you hear the merit argument, if you're on one side of the political aisle, you're either laughing your head off or tearing your hair out. Because it doesn't pass muster. It does not pass muster.
This to me is not something that we would ever champion or should champion if we are talking about we are going to build and mold and develop the brightest minds. Because you know how you do that? You do it with the brightest minds. You don't lower your damn standards. You just don't do it. And this is the other thing about this, because I have said for years, forever, teachers are underpaid. For the job that they do, they're underpaid. And we know this. I think that most reasonable individuals would acknowledge that. Why don't you, if you're talking about, well, we need more people, why don't you just up the ante a little bit? Why don't you up the salaries a little bit to get an infusion of bright young talent? Because there are always going to be people out there that want to teach. It's in their blood. A lot of people that end up finding themselves in the classroom, they had parents that were teachers. They've been around it their whole life. It's something that they want to do because it's a noble profession. But to all of a sudden think that, well, if we don't have the standard B that you have a 4-year degree or a bachelor's, that somehow, some way, it's going to become more attractive, that's not helping the profession out at all. And we're not helping young people out in that way. I just don't get it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.